And Warwick Hadfield's back with some more sports news. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Well, you teased us earlier with this. Australian football captain Mile Jedinak, Socceroos captain, called time on his career.
Yes, at the age of 34. And Fran, look, it has to be said, his position in the Australian side was up for debate even through the last World Cup. Some discussion about whether he would actually take the team as captain. He's now taken to Instagram to announce his retirement from the international game so he can concentrate on playing with his English club. And that means no Tim Cahill and no Mile Jedinak in the Asian Cup in 2019. That's the competition in which Jedinak led Australia to victory. He and his beard have been the great servants of football in this country. 79 caps, that's an awful lot. 20 goals and two of those in the last World Cup, which were the Socceroos' only goals. So from the spot, at least he's going to be missed. Anyway, Graham Arnold, the new Australian coach, now has that extra bit of room to fashion the Socceroos in a new form ahead of this Asian Cup. And of course, leading to the next World Cup, Fran.
Dreaded rebuilding phase. In the white water, Jessica Fox has gone past her mother, Miriam, as the most successful female paddler in history. How about that?
Look, she won her fourth C1 world title in Brazil. That was on the course where she won an Olympic bronze medal not that long ago, which sits on the same shelf at home with the silver she won in London. Now, in World Cup events, she's now won 7 individual titles in various whitewater events and 1 in a team race. That gives her 8 if you're good at maths, and that's 1 more than her mother Miriam, who is also her coach. Miriam Fox competed for France but moved to Australia with her husband Richard. He's another world champion, and that was with their then young daughter just before the Sydney Olympics. All of them now are absolute powerhouses in their various forms in the sport in this country.
And Warwick, is there a theory about, you know, why world champions often don't win the gold medals at the Olympics? Is it just a competition thing, or?
Well, it's at the Ron Clark thing. You can go look back through history, but I think a gold medal is well and truly there for the taking for Jessica Fox. I think she's 23, 24, and she's been developing. I mean, she was only a youngster when she won that silver in London, Fran, and things just didn't go right for her in Brazil. But in recent times, as we've just said, she's really making up for it, and Tokyo looks pretty promising.
And just briefly in the AFL, some people still banging on about that non-free kick to Collingwood's Braden Maynard in Saturday's grand final.
Oh, friend, look, Collingwood people are finding it very hard. Melbourne folk are finding it very hard because the flag's gone all the way west and they're clutching at this flimsy straw, forgetting that in that final quarter, the West Coast were easily the best side. Adam Simpson, the Eagles coach, he played all his junior and senior football in Melbourne, even won 2 premierships for his old hometown. He's just one bloke telling Collingwood folk to build a bridge and get over it. But even that hurts, Fran, because the nearest bridge to Collingwood's headquarters is named after another non-Victorian club. It's the Swan Street Bridge.
Oh, so it is. Warwick, boom, boom. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 23 minutes to 8.